grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House announcing it will prioritize Ukraine when it comes to shipment deliveries of arms to defend against Russian attacks, saying some countries will see delays of weapons deliveries, but there will be no impact to Taiwan or Israel. National Security Advisor John Kirby also called claims by Israel's prime minister perplexing that the U.S. is withholding aid shipments beyond the one delivery of heavy bombs held for review.
It was vexing and disappointing to us. As much as it was incorrect, so difficult to know exactly what was on his mind.
Alberto, the first named tropical storm of the hurricane season, made landfall along Mexico's Gulf Coast earlier today. It's now been downgraded to a tropical depression, but the outer bands and remnants lashed South Texas. And it's summer solstice, the longest day and shortest night of 2024. This year, the moment of the sun's arc is at its highest in the sky, coming a day early on the human calendar due to leap year, deep day this year. The next package you get from Amazon may look a little different on the inside.
Say goodbye to those air-filled plastic pillows. Say hello to recycled paper. Amazon says it's already replaced 95% of the air pillows with paper filler in North America, and that it hopes to have all of it removed by the end of the year. Amazon says it's an attempt to be more environmentally sound, to avoid the waste, and to promote recycling. And here's a bonus. The company also says it works better in protecting your shipments. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Amazon has faced years of criticism about its use of plastic from environmental groups. Snapchat says it will pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit brought by California's Civil Rights Agency. That suit claiming the company discriminated against female employees, failed to prevent workplace sexual harassment, and retaliated against women who complained. That settlement comes after a 3-year investigation. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. 2 people are dead following a 4-vehicle crash in Dodge County Wednesday. Happened in the town of Herman, where a car driven by a 17-year-old crossed the center line of Highway 33 and struck a pickup truck. An 84-year-old man and 79-year-old woman from Houstonsford inside the truck died at the scene. Two cars behind the pickup then collided in a chain reaction. 71-year-old Shorewood man driving the car that rear-ended the pickup was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. While the other car involved received minor damage, neither the driver of that car nor the teen were hospitalized. Sheriff's office is investigating. Charges against one of the Wausau men accused of killing a Stevens Point man will move forward, while another is scheduled for trial.
Brandon Boehm appeared in a Portage County courtroom on Wednesday where a judge bound him over for trial. He did not enter a plea to the count of reckless homicide. That's scheduled for another hearing in September. Court records also show that Christian Emerson has pled not guilty for his charges and has been scheduled for trial in late January. They, along with Arlen Sangster, are accused of beating Donald Mitchell Jr. in a downtown Stevens Point parking lot. The 61-year-old died from his injuries a day later. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Property owners in Madison may see a first-ever property tax referendum on the ballot in November.
The deadline for alders to make a decision is August 6th. Madison has never put such a referendum on the ballot before, but now the city is facing dire budget news, with the most recent estimate showing a $22 million gap in the city's operating budget for next year. That's not good, but it's not as bad as an earlier estimate of $27 million. That said, this week, Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway asked city department heads to draft operating budgets with 5% cuts. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Guess what? Today marks the summer solstice. With partly cloudy skies, spotty shower chances still sprinkle their way into our afternoon, while high temperatures flirt with 70. Tomorrow, expect heavy rain and thunderstorms, bringing another flash flood potential. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 72.
And welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Great to have you along with us here on the program. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. We got a busy show, a great lineup of guests joining us here on the show today. Coming up in segment two, it is dairy month here, the month of June. We're going to talk about that and other issues impacting the dairy industry with Dr. Michael Dykes from the International Dairy Foods Association. Coming up in segment three, we'll sit down with Caitlin Glover, NCBA Executive Director of Natural Resources and the Public Lands Council Executive Director. Got a number of issues that the Public Lands Council is paying attention to. So we're going to talk to Caitlin coming up here after the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to run through the most recent ag equipment numbers that are tracked by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Kurt Blades from AEM is going to join us in segment four today. And kicking things off, let's take a look at the markets. Now that we are out of the Juneteenth midweek holiday, markets reopened and a few different things of note that we're keeping an eye on. Joining us, Mike Zuzalo, Global Commodity Analytics here on AOA. Mike, how are you?
Great to be with you, Jesse. Doing great, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the time, as always. Let's look at these markets. Grain trade down a bit here early on Thursday's session. Feels like amongst a few different things, weather continues to be one of the big drivers here in this grain trade as we also kind of mark time until the end of the month USDA reports, it feels like.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to encapsulate the market right now, and also the idea that we can't get away from the funds and the program selling by the funds because of those outside markets. And we did get some new news last night from China. Unfortunately, I think they still want to be the world's biggest factory for the world economy. and they also need to compete with Japan because the Japanese currency keeps going lower and their exports are ramping up here in the recent data. So China's central bank allowed their currency to weaken. We now have a new 7-month low in the Chinese currency against the U.S. dollar, and I think you can see that really impacting the soybeans and the hogs in particular, Jesse, today in the early morning and current price action trade here after the holiday. The corn's still trying to maintain its higher monthly price, and I think that is probably weather trying to induce the corn premium to remain until we know more about the weather. But I would say with the crop conditions, I think with the June prospective plantings and also the stocks numbers coming down the line, as you say, corn's probably going to have to wait another week if it can't get the wheat and the soybeans on board.
Well, and I know wheat has continued to be a bit of a drag here the last really 2 weeks plus in these markets. Spring wheat spot contract, I think, hit a new 3-year low on Tuesday as well. I mean, you watch these wheat markets pretty closely, Mike. What exactly is going on? It just feels like the trend is not the friend right now of the wheat markets.
No, I think the funds really have taken advantage of the seasonality of this market. And I think this is where we still have significant weather issues in Russia. But we're harvesting in Russia. We have significant weather issues in other parts of the Northern Hemisphere, but we're harvesting in the Northern Hemisphere. And I think when we saw the Black Sea prices start to give way, that created a European sell-off. And also the strengthening of the U.S. dollar. Again, we really do need to get away from that because I think the funds really do associate a strengthening dollar with lost U.S. exports at this point. And that's not going to change until we find out that we're tightening supplies up or we peak in the U.S. dollar.
Over in the livestock sector, too, I know this cattle trade's got at some point here, I would think today and into Friday, going to start squaring positions ahead of the latest cattle on feed report. That'll be out after the close Friday afternoon. Anything that you're looking ahead to in that report that could be a surprise potentially, Mike, or not?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I continue to watch, and it's been a good piece of fundamental news, is where we come in on the marketing side of the equation, because we continue to see that we're pretty tight and we're staying very current, Jesse, with the marketing's last month at 110%. Now, this month's expectations on the newswire trade guesses is right around 100 plus or minus percent, top end around 102%. I'd like to see that 102% level hit with the idea that we're still staying very, very current and that there is a reason why the negotiated cash price won't break and that the box beef prices are hitting that 320 level on a choice basis, that the cash futures discount that the futures have against the cash is justified, and that means then the futures need to go up and meet up with that cash price. And that's the key, I think, going into the July 4th holiday. I do think we are losing some consumption because of the high interest rates and the debt load that we're carrying as consumers. And so after the summer grilling season, I am getting more nervous about losing some demand in all three meats, chicken, beef, and pork. But I think, you know, this next week, 2 weeks, I hope that we see upside potential.
It's been interesting, to your point there, maybe losing some demand, yet it still feels like some way, somehow, folks are buying beef at the meat counter, maybe just not as much, or picking some cheaper cuts, so to speak. But, you know, in relation to that, hogs, and you mentioned the China news maybe weighing on hogs there, but pork and chicken just doesn't seem like it has totally supplanted beef in some folks' diets here. Across the country, even with this interest rate environment. It's just been an interesting dynamic. To your point, feels like it's going to take a little while here before we maybe see some shifting.
Yeah, and you know, retail pork chop prices, for instance, I keep track of very closely against the steak and extra lean ground beef prices. They've jumped from about $4.30 a pound up towards $4.55 a pound. That's just since the end of April, 1st of May. So that's a good piece of news for the beef sector, is that you don't have a cheaper competitor out there like you did, you know, a year ago today.
Any final thoughts, risk management thoughts here before we wrap up this segment, Mike? Anything you want folks to really think about here with their market plan right now?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're opening up the downside in soybeans again. And if we don't have the wheat and the corn turning this market around, and especially with a weather-led market, it seems to me that this is a tougher spot to be in as we get into the late June, early July time period for the soybean complex with those big carryover numbers. I think the trade's finally looking at, and I think the trade's probably, and I'm in this camp for sure, looking at maybe bigger acres on the prospective plantings numbers, or the June acreage report, I should say. I think we may be factoring that in as well if we don't get a drought situation established here in the next 7 days. So I think risk management in beans might be a good idea.
Mike, if folks have questions, they want to take a look at your analysis and more, I know they can find you very easily online. How could they get in touch with you, Mike?
Yeah, globalcomresearch.com. It's globalcom with two M's. Research.com is the best way to sign up for a trial and take a look at our product services.
Fantastic. Globalcomresearch.com. And with that, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. It's always good to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for being with us on AOA today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse. Have a great rest of the week.
And coming up next here on AOA, we are going to talk about June Dairy Month and also a few different issues that are impacting the dairy industry right now. Of course, HPAI, things like that. There's been some different legislation we've been watching as well, and also a recent fly-in for the International Dairy Foods Association. We'll talk with IDFA's Dr. Michael Dykes on the way next here on AOA.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@markettalkag and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA.
Come on.
Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Thanks for sticking with us here on the program today. And we are working to connect with Dr. Michael Dykes, the president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, here today on AOA. So looking forward to catching up with him here in just a second as we get him on the phone. June Dairy Month going on, and National Dairy Month started out as National Milk Month in 1937 as a way to promote drinking milk. It was initially created to stabilize the dairy demand when production was at a surplus, but has now developed into an annual tradition that celebrates the contributions the dairy industries made to the world after the National Dairy Council stepped in to promote the cause. The name soon changed to Dairy Month. So it's something that's been around for many, many years, and really is a great celebration of all the things that our nation's dairy producers do and all the great dairy products that they provide. And I think about all the work they do and everything that's been going on with HPAI and things like that have been pretty tough on the dairy industry for sure. But I know we are navigating the challenges and working our way through it as best as we possibly can. So we're hoping to catch up with Dr. Michael Dykes here in just a minute. I know they are working to get on the line with us here, a few technical difficulties. So we'll catch up with them in just a moment here on AOA. Also, again, later in the show, we're going to talk with Caitlin Glover from the Public Lands Council in the next segment, as we got some different issues we're watching there. And then we'll talk with Kurt Blades from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers here later in the show about the latest equipment numbers. So a lot of things to get to here yet on the show today. News notes as well. We're tracking a lot of things. A lot of lawsuits have been filed here the last few weeks against the Environmental Protection Agency, against not only their light and medium duty vehicle emission standards, but now the heavy duty vehicle emission standards. We have seen lawsuits from groups, combined groups like the National Corn Growers, American Farm Bureau, OIDA, Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association, joining with the American Petroleum Institute to file separate multiple lawsuits. Clean Fuels Alliance America's filed lawsuits. The Renewable Fuels Association, along with the National Farmers Union as well, filed some of these lawsuits. So different issues like that we're keeping an eye on here very closely. We'll keep you up to date on AOA. All right, joining us now, we are connected with the president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association. Dr. Michael Dykes is with us. And Michael, it's great to talk with you again, sir. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Jesse, thanks for having me. I always appreciate it and always enjoy the discussion with you.
Well, I was giving a little plug for June Dairy Month here at the open of the segment while we were working to get connected. And, of course, I know that's a big highlight for the dairy industry, and a lot of promotion and education happens during the month of June every summer, doesn't it?
It sure does. People love their dairy. We just had our 40th annual Capitol Hill ice cream party last week. We served over 950 gallons of ice cream. Dairy is just a delicious product. So many occasions to enjoy dairy.
Definitely, definitely. Well, and I know a lot of news items going on in the dairy industry right now as well that we need to talk about. And I had mentioned HPAI, of course, at the open of the segment. I know this is ongoing, evolving. What's some of the latest as we continue to try and mitigate the spread of this HPAI strain, this bird flu, avian flu strain in our dairy cattle, Michael?
It is a new, and Jesse, I think you hit the nail on the head, a very evolving new animal disease, especially for us in dairy. I think there are a few basic points I want to get out that I think are most important. I just spoke to a group earlier this week, and HiPath AI was one of the questions they had. As of now, we have it. USDA has confirmed it in 12 states, I think of just a few over 100 herds, but the number continues to grow as we do more testing. It's important for people to understand that our dairy products are safe. But no question, they're safe to consume. FDA has done the testing to ensure that pasteurization renders products safe to drink and activates the virus. And we also know that our dairy farmers, having been a practicing dairy veterinarian for a few years, Jesse, dairy farmers don't put milk from sick animals in the bulk tank. And the pasteurized milk ordinance also dictates that only milk from healthy cows enters a food supply. So those are some of the basics. We've had no real impact as a result of the HiPath AI and dairy. We've had no impacts on milk supply, pricing. We've had no trade disruptions as a result of that. And I'd say, Jesse, there's one concluding comment I would make is if there's anything that's been said, the risk of people, humans, is very low. Only three individuals have contacted it with kind of a pink eye, conjunctivitis type of thing, recurrent without complications. The risk to people, according to CDC, is low. And the one thing that one action to take is to avoid consumption of raw, unpasteurized milk. That's the message to the general public. To dairy farmers, I think the message is biosecurity. And National Milk Producers Federation and USDA have assisted with information on that, provided personal protection equipment to help on biosecurity, because we know the virus can be transmitted by clothing, dust, wild animals. There's probably more about this disease that we don't know, Jesse, than what we do know at this point in time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Seems to go through herds, dairy herds, fairly quickly, 8 to 10 to 12 days. 10% of the herd uses the older post-peak lactation dairy cows. They recover. They may slightly increase call rates, but it is largely an economic disease in dairy, unlike in poultry, where the mortality is extremely high, kills the birds. It's an economic disease in dairy, and I think the thing we need to focus on for our dairy industry, our dairy producers, is a vaccine for dairy cows.
Well, Michael, we're going to continue to watch this HPAI situation as it evolves. We got just a couple minutes here, and I do want to ask you as well another news item. USDA's put out some school meal rules. Where does dairy fit into some of those rules?
Thank you, Jesse. USDA finalized their nutrition standards for school meals in April. They had first put out a proposal they were going to eliminate flavored milk from schools, which we thought was just an absolute travesty. Our dairy industry came together, 37 milk processors that supply over 90% of the school milk, in a proactive effort committed to maximum 10 grams added sugar in an 8-ounce serving of milk. Sugar and sodium are in the crosshairs for the nutritionists at USDA. With this proactive effort on the part of the dairy processors' healthy food milk commitment, USDA did not go forward with their proposed rule to eliminate flavored milk from schools. So children can still enjoy milk and benefit from the 13 essential nutrients in milk because of the commitment that our industry made. So I'm very, very proud to see our industry come forward. We worked together. We're proactive. As a result of that also, we were mentioned in the announcement when USDA made the announcement. And we were also invited, we were one of four groups invited to the White House for the Conference on Hunger, where we were able to highlight what we're doing with dairy. So very pleased with that, very pleased to see that we protected probably somewhere around 7-8% of the nation's milk supply that goes to schools with flavored milk. We're pleased with the outcome.
Fantastic. I know folks can find more IDFA.org. And I know another thing, too, we're watching is the 2025 dietary guidelines. I don't think we have enough time in this segment to talk about that. So we'll have to save that conversation for another one here very soon. Michael, thank you for the time. I know things are busy, of course, with the dairy industry and with IDFA, but we do appreciate you being on AOA with us today, sir. Have a great week, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for having me, Jesse. You do a great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Dr. Michael Dykes, the president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association. Learn more at IDFA.org. All right, coming up next, we'll talk with Caitlin Glover from the Public Lands Council and NCDA. She joins us next on AOA.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
You're listening to
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk up 36 to 1997, August up 39 to 2069, September up 48 to 2063, October milk up 18 at 2004. Meanwhile, live cattle markets higher in the nearbys, lower in deferreds. Feeder cattle mostly lower. Now, there was some strength in the boxed beef prices, but traders still concerned about cash markets and the upcoming cattle on feed report that pressured many of the live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets mostly lower. Lower pork cutout values helping to pressure the market. June live cattle up 40 cents to 187.07. August feeder cattle down 12 cents to 259.82. July hogs down 262 to 91.15. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on the day. Now, while the U.S. weather models look more favorable weather for crops next week, the European model looks more threatening. Bears, though, are currently winning the battle for now as crop conditions are still above average, and the USDA is still forecasting record yields for both corn and beans. July corn down 10 and a quarter to 439 and three quarters. New crop down 11 to 456 and three quarters. July beans down 18 and three quarters to 1155 and a quarter. New crop down 15 and a quarter to 1116 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, July down 9 and a quarter to 572 and three quarters. With markets, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osteoplastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to talk with Dr. Michael Dykes from the International Dairy Foods Association there in that last segment and catch up on some of those issues impacting the dairy industry. We're going to keep our focus on, of course, mitigating the spread of HPAI and dairy cattle. And, of course, he reiterated that our dairy products are safe to consume, especially pasteurized milk and things of that nature. So we're going to continue to see what we can get done here in terms of biosecurity and stopping the spread of HPAI in our dairy herds across the country. Well, continuing here on AOA today, we are working to connect with Caitlin Glover from the National Cattle and Beef Association and the Public Lands Council. So in the meantime, while we wait to connect with her, let's take a look at retail fertilizer trends for the second week of June. This is according to sellers surveyed by DTN. Average retail prices for seven of the eight major fertilizers were down from last month here during the second week of June. After a week in which no fertilizer prices moved considerably in either direction, prices of two fertilizers were down significantly, and DTN designates that as anything 5% or more. Anhydrous was 7% less expensive compared to last month with an average price of $737 a ton. Urea was 6% lower than a month ago with an average price of $525 a ton. One fertilizer was just slightly higher in price from last month. 1034O had an average price of $642 a ton. Some of the other fertilizer prices as well. Five fertilizers down just slightly from last month. DAP had an average price of $779 a ton. MAP at $827 a ton. Potash, $507 a ton. UAN 28, $352 a ton. And UAN 32 at $400 a ton. On a price per pound of nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 57 cents a pound, anhydrous at 45 cents a pound, UAN 28 at 63 cents a pound, and UAN 32 at 63 cents a pound. Again, that is according to sellers surveyed by DTN for the second week of June. And fertilizer market is something that it seems like it's been ebbing and flowing a little bit here the last few months. I know it's a thing that we're going to be keeping a close eye on here, especially as we start thinking about fall application and things like that. I know that's still a ways away in many people's minds as we are just getting planting wrapped up and getting into the growing season, but it's something that will definitely start to be thought about more here as we get into the summer months and beyond. So we'll be watching prices and logistics and much more as we move forward. Well, also after serving for more than 13 years, Mike Brown has retired from his role as president of the National Chicken Council. NCC Chairman Ryan Day says, quote, "We thank Mike for his hard work in building a strong foundation at NCC and for his years of work to promote the chicken industry in Washington, D.C. We're now turning our attention to conducting a nationwide search to choose the right person to lead this organization and this great industry into the next decade and beyond," end quote. Now, Chairman Day also announced that the NCC Executive Committee has appointed Gary Kushner to serve as the interim president. Kushner recently retired after serving as NCC's outside general counsel for more than 40 years. Prior to that, Kushner served as in-house legal counsel to what was then the American Meat Institute. Kushner says, quote, "National Chicken Council has a fantastic team that has laser focused on advocating for America's chicken producers," end quote. So, again, Mike Brown retiring from his role as president of the National Chicken Council after 13 years, and Gary Kushner has been named as the interim lead for the NCC. Other news headlines we're watching here as well. Nominations are now being accepted for farmers and ranchers to serve on local USDA Farm Service Agency County committees. The committees make important decisions about how federal farm programs are administered locally. All nomination forms for the 2024 election must be postmarked or received in the local FSA office by August 1. Now, FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says, quote, serving on a county committee is your chance to ensure that other producers who share your interests, your production practices, and your perspective are represented. And now nominations are now open and elections begin in November. So don't miss this chance to help FSA serve all producers. Now, we see that elections for committee members will occur in certain local administrative areas. Producers may be nominated for candidacy if they participate or cooperate in a USDA program and reside in the LAA that is up for election this year. Nationwide, over 7,700 ag community members serve on their county committee. So again, nominations open for FSA local county committees. I know we were working to connect with Caitlin Glover from the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and we just got a note in that she has lost her voice, actually. So that happens. We can't have her as a guest on the show if she doesn't have a voice. So we wish her well. And we will work to get her rescheduled to be back with us here on the program. One of the things we were going to talk about, the Senate and the House have introduced a paired Congressional Review Act resolutions that would nullify the Biden administration's Phase 2 National Environmental Policy Act rule, or the NEPA rule. And in a statement, Caitlin Glover said that the Biden administration blatantly ignored congressional authority and took NEPA processes to new levels of inefficiency with their Phase 2 rule. This bicameral bipartisan resolution will help prevent further weaponization of the federal rulemaking process and allow ranchers to complete critical conservation projects in a timely manner, end quote. Now, back on May 1st, the White House Council on Environmental Quality published the final rule implementing new NEPA regulations styled as Phase 2 of the ill-advised repeal and replace strategy. This rule is the product of the Biden administration's efforts to roll back NEPA reforms, a previous administration that made NEPA processes more streamlined and allowed ranchers to be able to make range improvements sooner. Now, Congress directed CEQ to include several provisions that would streamline NEPA as part of passage of the Fiscal Responsibility Act in June of 2023. In this final rule, the CEQ largely ignored the FRA requirements and added so much additional process that the clarity sought by the FRA is nearly unrecognizable. The final rule will be effective on July 1st of this year. So, again, now, we're watching that NEPA rule and that Congressional Review Act now in the Senate and House. And hopefully when Caitlin Glover's got her voice back, we'll be able to get her on the show and talk about that and other issues impacting the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and ranchers in many of the western states, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the news headlines we're keeping an eye on: highly pathogenic avian influenza. We talked about that a little bit in the last segment with Dr. Michael Dykes. It continues to infect a wide range of animals, from birds to sea mammals to cattle. The virus has spread dairy cattle and farm workers, and more HPAI research is going to be needed to enhance surveillance and response capabilities. The Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research has a program called Rapid Outcomes from Agricultural Research, or ROAR. The program awards research grants in response to emerging and unanticipated food and agriculture threats. The ROAR program, it welcomes research proposals related to HPAI response, prevention, or mitigation. The agriculture industry urgently needs research to understand the recent transmission of HPAI into dairy cattle and to develop effective solutions to protect livestock, producer bottom lines, and America's food supply. FFAR is interested in research to inform HPAI response, prevention, or mitigation, including work on HPAI pathogenesis, transmission, and biosecurity enhancements on dairies. The ROAR webpage includes more information on program requirements, and you can find details on that and go to the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research website. That is found at foundationfar.org. Again, that's foundationfar.org. Also, other news out on Thursday, Indigo Ag announcing that Microsoft has agreed to purchase 40,000 agricultural soil-based carbon credits from the company's third carbon crop issued in February, representing the largest number of credits ever delivered by Indigo Ag to an individual buyer. These credits are verified and issued in accordance with the requirements of the Soil Enrichment Protocol of the Climate Action Reserve, one of the world's most trusted independent carbon registries. Microsoft selected Indigo Ag's carbon program to introduce soil carbon removals in its climate action portfolio to help the company to progress towards its 2030 goal to become carbon negative. The agreement underscores demand for robust, science-backed agriculture soil-based credits and the valuable role they can play in climate action, as well as reflects the increasing maturity of the voluntary carbon market. More details can be found on their website as well, indigoag.com. Again, Microsoft is purchasing a record number of carbon credits from Indigo Ag's carbon program. That news out on Thursday as well. Other news notes here before we get to the end of this segment, and we'll be talking with Kurt Blades from AEM coming up here just a little bit about the latest equipment trends in the U.S. and in Canada as well. Congratulations are in order for Wade Leist. He became the latest to win the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship, as he has come out on top in that event hosted by the Livestock Marketing Association. It was the ninth time to compete for the auctioneer, who regularly sells at the Mitchell Livestock in Mitchell, South Dakota, United Producers, Inc. in St. Louis, Michigan, and his family's Northern Michigan Livestock in Gaylord, Michigan as well. So congrats to him, and I know they're getting ready for a one-hour highlight show from the 2024 competition that will air on RFD TV coming up on July 8th. So congratulations again to Wade Leist, becoming the latest to win the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship. All right, coming up here on AOA, again, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the latest ag equipment sales numbers. We'll talk with Kurt Blades from AEM. He joins us next here on AOA.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? With Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bauer Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Table sponsored by CHS. Join us and learn how CHS creates the vital connections that empower agriculture, helping farmers and ranchers like you succeed. We'll hear from different voices from throughout the cooperative system, sharing stories about how good things happen when people work together. Join us around the table every Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here today on AOA, Agriculture of America. Joining us now as we look to wrap up the program, let's talk about the latest equipment sales numbers for the month of May, the Ag Tractor Combine Sales Report. Joining us now, Senior Vice President at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, Kurt Blades is with us here today. Kurt, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, let's start and run through the U.S. numbers. What were some of the big highlights that stood out to you in the May report, Kurt?
Well, for the May report of tractor and combines, the I guess the big headline is that we're kind of seeing softness across the board in overall sales as a percentage of year over year. But as always, that doesn't necessarily tell the full story. Although total tractors are down about 11% for the month of May, year over year, and about 10% for the year, we still are seeing some strength in articulated four-wheel drive tractors. And then we're seeing some interesting nuances within some of the individual categories and, frankly, some of the individual companies.
Well, and thinking about that softness, that's something that you and I talk about this. You know, we talk usually once a month, if not a little bit sooner than that. And just with the way the ag economy has been and things like that, this is something that we've kind of started to see trend this way to some degree. And it's, I guess, maybe not overly surprising we're seeing a little softness, Kurt. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think you're correct. It's not a lot of surprises in these numbers. Knowing that April and May and June, frankly, are all typically very strong months. So for us to be a little bit below five-year trends, wasn't necessarily unexpected, but it certainly aren't necessarily the numbers we want to see. But having said that, there absolutely are some bright spots out there. And You know, again, looking at row crop tractors that are, you know, basically flat to the year. They're down about 1%. And those are tractors over 100 plus horsepower. And then those articulated four-wheel drive tractors being down, or being roughly flat, up just a little bit, 3%. So those are good signs that give you sort of, you know, some optimism specifically for that replacement market. Boy, that small tractor market, those under 40 horsepower, that continues to be a challenge. It's been a challenge for about 2 years now, and that continues to see some decline. The reason why that's relevant is that that represents a very large number of tractors. So it sort of brings the total percentage down. That's why it's really important for us to kind of look beyond just the headline of a decline in total numbers.
How about on the Canadian side of the ledger, right? That typically runs pretty similar to the U.S. Are we seeing some of the same softness in Canada, Kurt?
I mean, almost one-to-one, Canada and U.S. typically are. Some differences in U.S. and Canada right now is, year-to-date, we're about the same on articulated four-wheel drive. We're seeing a little bit softer on the 100-plus horsepower. An interesting number in Canada is the self-propelled combines. In the U.S., we saw a really strong combine market in 2023 and even the beginning of 2024. Starting to see that decline a little bit, however. That might have been an early indicator of where Canada is, sort of, you know, where they were seeing declines in 2023. They're now starting to see some strength in combine sales in Canada. So, it's, you know, they do tend to go one-to-one, but sometimes there's just, different things that happen in each country based on, you know, any number of policies and oftentimes dealing with the overall attitude towards the ag market.
We're talking with Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers here today on the show. Kurt, as far as where things stand with the equipment sales market and more, I mean, what's that overarching takeaway that you want producers, farmers and ranchers to really think about here currently?
Well, I think we've learned a lot in the last, our entire agriculture career for centuries and decades, but really since the pandemic, as we recognize that there are continue to be sort of some lingering supply chain issues in different pockets. And I think it's very important for all of your listeners, especially those that are farmers, to develop good working relationships with their dealers and the manufacturers and try to anticipate what their equipment needs are going to be, not just next year, but really for the next 5 years. And having that equipment plan in place really ensures that you're going to get the equipment when you need it at that very critical time, but then also be in a position to take advantage of whatever situations might be in place. Say we have a bumper crop and you need to make some capital investments to deal with some tax issues. If you've got a plan in place, then you can execute on that in a very good way.
Kurt, real quick as well, we just got about a minute and a half here. I know that AEM helped kind of lead the publication of a new report looking at the impact of the U.S. industrial bioeconomy here just a few weeks ago, and very fascinating stuff. Can you give us a quick overview of that report?
Well, I mean, I think, those of us in rural America absolutely know that is an interesting opportunity for farmers and others to invest. And if that happens to align with some bigger forces and climate goals, let's hopefully we can all take advantage of that, whether that's, renewable fuels or even wind on farms or solar on farms. But then where it gets really exciting is you think about the possibility for carbon markets and other things. Farmers take advantage of that and maybe add some additional income to their operations. I think that's very interesting. We got a long ways to go, but it's certainly something that we get very excited about, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, when we think about innovation and technology sort of coming together to solve some of society's biggest challenges. Agriculture is right in the middle of that. That's pretty exciting.
I know, folks, if they want to read that report, they can Google it, The Economic Impact of the U.S. Industrial Bioeconomy. We also got a link on our websites, agricultureofamerica.com and the AmericanAgNetwork.com website, too. Kurt Blades with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Always good to talk with you, Kurt. Thanks for joining us here on the show today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, Kurt Blades there with AEM joining us here as we wrap up AOA today. Thank you for being with us. Coming up on our next program, we'll talk markets with Naomi Bloom from Total Farm Marketing, and we'll get an update on the upcoming Farm Progress Show with Matt Youngman. He'll join us on the next AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
From grain and livestock market analysis to policy updates affecting agriculture, the latest agricultural weather, ag news headlines, and much more, we have you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. Get up-to-the-minute information with the American Ag Network on air, online, and on demand. Find us on your favorite social media platforms and follow the American Ag Today podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your child is a great way to make math fun in any language. And they are never too young.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for